Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. 52 degrees, which is just over 11 degrees Celsius. 84% humidity. Glucose levels at 104. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I was sitting there marinating before the walk, and Leslie came by, and I became aware of her wearing this wool cap. And the weather recently has been warm enough that she wasn't wearing it. But she's wearing it this morning because it's chilly. And I remarked on that, and she said, it's because her hair is wet. She's been swimming. So apparently that's what she does of a morning. Is swimming as part of her morning regimen. Intriguing little details. God, there is this persistent scent, and I've noticed this walking all over the place, downtown, of like lilac or honeysuckle or jasmine or something, but it's, and I never see the source of the scent, but it's very sweet and lovely. But it's like there's this perpetual perfume that sort of hovers in the air. And part of that is the nice humidity here that they have carries the scent. More effectively, I guess. But it always strikes me because it's you know, when you smell it, it's like, oh, that's lovely. Where's that coming from? I can't see where it's coming from. But it's quite lovely. I always stand in awe of semi-trucks that navigate urban streets. Massive behemoth trucks that need these massive turning radiuses just to navigate, and they're just making their way down the city streets. You know, seeing them back up, it's like, I know there's training involved. People, truck drivers go through this extensive training course to be able to navigate these land ships. But it's always, I mean, it's incongruous to see, you know, when you're used to seeing cars or even, you know, even delivery trucks, you know, the big panel trucks. Those okay, sure, fine. But these big, massive 18-wheelers driving down city streets. So last night, I played Minecraft with Danny, which I've never played Minecraft with another person before. I It's always been a solo experience for me. For those of you not familiar, Minecraft is this, what they call a sandbox game, where it's a completely open world. These very rich biomes of, you know, temperate and arctic and desert and ocean and so on. And you go in there, you arrive in the world with nothing. And you harvest wood or stone or whatever, you build a craft table, you start making tools to do your harvesting better, and you can plant crops, you can raise cattle. It's an incredibly complex, not complex, it's actually very simple, but it's an intricate world with infinite possibilities. And Pals, that has always appealed to me. I love a blank canvas that I can paint on and build whatever I want. And part of the lure of the game is, you know, you can't build like an iron sword until you go harvest some iron ore and some coal and put it into a furnace. So there's levels of achievement as you start building more and more complex items to facilitate whatever it is you're doing. But it's always been a solo experience for me. It's always been just me going in there and scribbling, as it were, in the world. Sidebar, the other thing about massive semi-trucks moving around the city is the noise. My God. But playing with someone else, I've been playing this game for years, and playing with somebody else was fascinating because you got to see how they do things and what their sensibilities are and what their priorities are, and trying out different strategies. And just the whole notion of a cooperative venture in an environment where habitually I've been flying solo was very cool. And she's very good at it. She hasn't been playing it that long, and she's really good. And it was kind of like going to pottery night on a date, only instead it was virtual. And we went in and we sculpted a world together. So that was a lot of fun. I'm assuming somebody has a green light. You've got a green light. Okay, well, thank you. I don't... I don't get this whole pedestrians are God thing in Portland. I mean, I know it's the law and so on, but it doesn't seem to make sense. Here's someone driving in, you know, a 1,000-pound machine. And here's me walking around on my nimble feet, and I have stopped at an intersection. I am clearly stopped. I am waiting. And this vehicle that's on its way somewhere stops. in mid-turn because I'm standing there. And it's like, it goes against every urban instinct I have, because you yield to cars. It's what you do. But around here, the cars yield to you, usually, often. Not often enough for me to believe I can just blithely walk into the street and survive, but, and that's the problem, that's the frustration. I'm trying to work with the rhythm around me, and that rhythm is not in sync. See, I actually had to drop my shoulders just then because it's anxiety-inducing. Just chill, Dave. Anyway, it was a lovely exercise in cooperation and in learning more about Danny's aesthetic. I highly recommend it I guess it was a kind of a date night. You know, somebody raised that question, what is a date, recently, and it's like, yeah, what is a date? And how is a date different from going out and seeing a movie with someone? And yeah, I guess the romantic impulse is there. The interest and the connection to each other is more than just platonic. That there is a a kind of intimacy. Even if you're not in the same room, even if you're in a virtual world building mines and fields of wheat, and you're miles apart from each other, you're still sharing an experience, and in that sharing, in the case of an early date, there's a lot of inquiry and discovery. But on a date later in the relationship, there's it's a subtle difference. It seems obvious that there's a difference, but trying to put my finger on what it is. I guess maybe it's what you're investing your time and emotion and attention in that's different with going out to a movie with friends, with a friend. There is the whole shared experiences, appreciation of each other's perspectives and that delight and all of that. A date has the same thing, but there's more to it. There's a promise of a deeper, more intimate connection. This shouldn't be that hard. Huh. I don't know. And it's always worth exploring, I guess. I don't know. more questions than answers this walk. And this walk is ending because I am well through Jameson Square, so I need to wrap this up. For Wednesday, the pivotal day. Morning. The halfway point between then and to be. Yes. Shifting of the emotional weight on the weekly teeter-totter as we glide towards a weekend. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope... casting about for a theme. I have a lovely day. How about that? Just have a nice day. I hope things that make you smile or make you question. I hope a question that you thought was really easy to answer suddenly manifests as less easy than you thought. And however it goes down, hold fast to Brother Zig's wisdom that despite everything we can create, we can make things, add things to the world, to ourselves, which is the same thing. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because that just makes you smile. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.